Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer, and I am so excited because I've known this business for a while. I created an aggregated marketing system that was utilizing recognition in the sports world at stadiums and arenas for their fans. And I came across a company that was much more innovative and elite than my previous idea. And I am welcoming Kurt Rotherham to give me the background and perspective as chairman and owner of the Elite Group of how people want to be appreciated. And he is the perfect person to help us with the emotional connection that people have to all types of service that they're providing. Welcome to the Playbook, Kurt.
David, thank you. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you. I appreciate the time to talk.
Well, it's so funny because I am blessed to be an advisor to some really big companies, and they're always worried about their comp plans. And sure, I try to tell them very much credibility and compensation, but what people really want is to be recognized.
They do.
They do. But they want to be recognized in what's valuable to them. And Kurt, you know, value can only be derived by giving people more of what they like or taking away what they don't like. And so many people understand the recognition game, but they don't give people what they like, and they end up getting a deficient value. Give me the premise of, as you have, the leading elite recognition company in the world that gives recognition in all areas of business.
Well, it's funny. I come from a family of five. And so the oldest is a girl, and then there's four boys. I'm the youngest of all the boys. So I had a brother, my oldest brother, Gary, has been in the recognition business for over 40 years. And he's been selling service award programs to companies nationwide. And when I graduated from college, I went to work for a company, a manufacturer of promotional items. So one day Gary came to me and said, you know, a lot of the people I call on, a lot of those people, they have the same people calling on them for the stuff that you're manufacturing. So I was a young kid. I was 23 years old. And so he and I decided to start a company. So it's kind of a funny story. My brother and his wife took out a home mortgage loan, and we started our business out of his garage. So we got into it that way, and it just kind of took off. So we divided our company into two divisions, one called the Elite Group, where we handle promotional items. For lack of a better word, it's anything you could put your corporate logo on, ranging from corporate apparel to mugs to pens to executive gifts, those types of things. And then the other division of our company is called Elite Recognition. And that was really Gary's bailiwick. So we go into companies and we set up service award programs for their employees. And one of the things we're finding is, you know, you can use all these statistics you want about, you know, 80, 85% of the employees feel that recognition affects the motivation to succeed at work. You know, 30% of employers say that productivity increases when employees are recognized, and another 30% of employees say they don't receive the recognition they should. All those are fine, but at the end of the day, people want to be appreciated and they want to be recognized for a job well done. You know, I'm not naive enough to think that money doesn't come into play and benefits and such, but I think that at the end of the day, people want to feel appreciated. They want to know that they're appreciated by their employer. They can go home and share that good feeling with their family. And that's really the reason we got into it. We wanted to help employers recognize their employees.
And what's so interesting is that you and I have a little more experience than a lot of entrepreneurs today. We're definitely not 19-year-old life coaches, regardless of social media. But we really appreciate not only traditional business of providing value, but also understanding being open-minded to what younger people have to offer in the framework of the dummy tax that you and I have paid over the years. And so I know that you've been able to, like myself, leverage some extraordinary talent. What do the younger people bring to the table today in a very traditional business?
You know, it's funny because I was at one of our largest customers a while back, and I was escorted up to the executive boardroom, and we were overlooking the city. And I thought, you know, we were just going to have a meeting with a couple of people. And I thought, you know, this will be pretty easy. Well, lo and behold, in walk about 8 to 10 graduates, MBA kids or young people came in. They were talking over me. They really were. I'm old enough where I could fake it, but the terminology and the outlook and the creativity was just something that at my age really got to me at that point. But it was funny because I caught a plane. I had the meeting, everything went well, ended up the way that I had hoped it would. And then I came back and I got our executive team, which is unbelievable here at the Elite Group. We have a great group of people overseeing the operation. But I came back, I said, immediately, what we're doing is we're going to get young. We need creative, fresh approach. We need people that are hardworking, driven, have good morals, but they bring a different mindset. I think for the most part, at least in our business, we need people that are keeping up with trends, that are well-versed technology-wise. So we go after those people. But keep in mind, I think it's a little bit harder now because of, not so much hard, but it's a little bit more difficult to find young people that have the same vision as a 60-year-old man.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
There are great examples in digital marketing and social media that can have an exponential impact. And, that engagement, the focus on productivity, that the Napoleon Hill genre of leaders today, which is, by the way, Kurt, I'm the chairman of Napoleon Hill Institute for that very reason, is trying. It had such a great impact on my life. Think and Grow Rich, Outwitting the Devil, How to Sell Through Life, W. Clement Stone, that I felt after having all these tremendous young people around me, that what they really needed was the revitalization of understanding the enjoyment of consistent, persistent pursuit of your own potential. How do you see that engagement level and the excitement, even within your own company? Are you using the same type of recognition in order to facilitate greater ideas in social media and digital marketing?
What we ended up doing is we developed a partnership with a digital marketing company that has done remarkable for us. It really has taken our company to a whole new level. It was a way for us to explore a different way of getting out there, because in the past, what we did is we really just went to a direct sales force, knocking the old school way of knocking on doors, trying to get appointments, trying to see people. But we knew, like getting back to that previous point, we knew we had to get to another level. And the digital marketing way is really taken us to new heights, and it's worked out quite well for us.
And allowing you to have a greater size, scope, and scale of a community, of an audience. But when you have that bigger audience, one of the things that I've heard about your company specifically is that although you have quite a large group of really nice customers, that you still have kind of an old school tradition and customer service platform that gets back to people. Not just gets back to people, Kurt, but gets back to them immediately. That's a big difference in the marketplace, especially in your space. How important is that to the success that you're having?
Well, really, you sell, as everybody knows, you kind of sell on three things. You sell on price, quality, and service. And really, at the end of the day, when you peel all the onion down, we all are selling the same product. So the quality is going to be pretty much the same with everybody. Price-wise, we try to stay competitive. We're in a more conservative market here in Wisconsin. Back to the digital marketing, it really has expanded nationwide for us. It really, quite honestly, worldwide. But the last thing was the service part of it. We have, like I had mentioned, our management team. Our customer service supervisor has really instilled a feeling within our customer service team of being held accountable, but they are unbelievable at what they do. We're very selective also as to the type of people we hire, quite honestly. We go after the people that have the same values, the same morals, the same work ethic. But customer service is what we have hung our hat on from day one. And that was instilled from me by my oldest brother when we started our company. He's like, hey, these people can buy from anybody they want. But at the end of the day, you can only do what you can do, but make sure what you say you're going to do is what you do. And that's what we try to do here. I was joking around with a customer who's become a friend over the years. She's like, you know, I'll never forget this. I sent you an email. I couldn't sleep one night. I sent you an email at 2 o'clock in the morning. I got up to go to the bathroom at 3 o'clock and I sent her a return message. She tells that story to everybody in their company. And I know we've gotten all their business, but it was just ironic. That was just the luck of the draw. But we do get back to people right away. We hang our hat on our customer service and we won't stop doing that.
And you're lucky to have the University of Wisconsin.
We are very lucky.
My youngest daughter goes to Madison, and I'm constantly trying to cannibalize those students out of that school because they have a different mindset and a Midwestern, great values. Leading to the team, though, you've mentioned on both sides of the business, the split between the elite group and the elite recognition business. You've mentioned your team on several occasions. I have found that through the challenges that were created during COVID, that the companies that lasted and thrived were because they had an amazing team. How important not only is your team today, but the resilience of having such a great team in order to overcome some of the biggest challenges of the century?
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention that. We were talking about COVID, probably about a month ago. And that changed American business. I mean, if you really think about it, it did. When that happened, we were lucky. It's not a good word, but we were put in a position where we were considered a essential business, because a lot of our business is related to healthcare. We sell them their scrubs. We sell the sanitizer. We do different other projects for them. And so we were never shut down, but it did change the scope of the business going forward, because if you think about it, people at that time, then, you know, there are always the people that were working out of their homes, but then everything, even the corporate offices, shut down. And we took a step back like everybody else, but we never lost our focus. It was always about the service for those companies that were still going on at that time. We never lost our focus. It was always about making sure that those companies that were doing business at that given time were taken care of. And that really is a testament to the people that work here, because we never laid anybody off. They all showed up for work. They took their jobs as serious as they did prior to that happening. But it really did change American business from that point on, because we really haven't gone back to full strength. If you think about it, you know, a lot of the companies we deal with, their corporate offices are still, you know, half empty for the most part. So it was a trying time for everybody. And not to mention the most important part was everybody's health.
And inspiring people, empowering people, recognizing and appreciating them. You have a great eye on what the trends are, what's popular. And so, you know, working on the sports side of this type of appreciation, where there's giveaways and swag that are relative, obviously, to the sports business, I always wanted to know where the trends were moving, what was popular, you know, whether it be the portable chargers or the backpacks with water. Today, what are the latest and greatest? What are the most popular items that people can come to Elite that are seen as really appreciated by the customers and your employees?
Well, with the two different divisions, the service awards pretty much just always kind of, I don't want to say stay the same, but for the most part, we work with 2,500 name brand vendors, over 500,000 products. With the Elite group, that's always and will always probably be apparel. All the name brands, Nike, Adidas, things like that. And then anyway, the nice thing about this industry is when they are given the gift, it's either a reward or an award. So they're generally in a pretty good frame of mind when they get it. But to answer your original question, I think it's probably corporate apparel and executive gifts. Those are probably the two mainstays with the Elite group part of it.
Yeah. Now, with those two businesses, are you thinking about adding a third branch? Is there an area with technology, people changing? Is there a future business in line?
You know, I have two other businesses I have interest in, so I think we're okay with the Elite Group. I think I just like to keep gnawing away at perfection on those two divisions, but not in the immediate future. But a little bit of the decorating is something that we've talked about. We do our own in-house embroidery and screening, so maybe that might be an expansion for us. Also, acquisitions are always in play.
Very nice. And to finish up, one of the other things that I admire about your business over the years, and I've been blessed to be around as a consultant, advisor, an executive coach, your business, and I've seen and I've actually received some recognition items from your business. But you still are focused in on Elite Action, which is my primary mission in life of giving back. And what I admire most about the company and the team that you've created is that they are very much aligned with giving back to the community. And you have the Elite Action business model program, et cetera, that really focuses in on giving back to the community.
You know, I appreciate you bringing that to light. That is really an important part of our mission here. It's really easy to worry and continue about growing, but the most, at least for me personally, the most important thing that we can do here is to make sure that while we're growing and taking care of the people here and taking care of our customers, we want to push that out. And we want to make sure that we're taking care of people on the outside. We try to give to as many different organizations as what we can. And we will continue to do that. But there are, I try to focus on children and elderly, disabled and animals.
That's beautiful. And, I have a keen as chairman of Unstoppable Junior Achievement and now Napoleon Hill Institute. We are also aligned in those areas. And I appreciate anyone that's giving back in that manner in size and scope that you and your brother have with your business. So my great appreciation for everything that you do. You are definitely part of this neighborhood. And I just want to finish by saying, Kurt, I'm giving you an award today as the best dressed guest of Entrepreneur's Playbook. You outdid John Hennessy, Phil Knight, Deepak Chopra, even Cameron Diaz. She'd probably get mad. So I'm going to have to give a call over to the Elite Group and figure out what trophy or apparel, maybe a Travis Matthew jacket with best dressed entrepreneur. Kurt Rotherham, he is inside and out a beautiful soul, and we are blessed to have him on Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.